This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl,
Roger,
and Chris.
And you can call in to join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we started off in the first hour talking about the divided states of America. And no, not divided in the way. Who was the guy a few years ago that talked about the two Americas?
I don't remember.
But it was one of those presidential candidate guys that mentioned it. And we're not talking about that type of divided thing. We're talking about should people have the right to basically sign up for the government that they want. And that would not tie their neighbor to anything. You can call in about that or whatever is on your mind. Changing gears here, and Roger, this is what I want your thoughts on. Story that I saw originally in the Union Leader, which is one of the large newspapers here in New Hampshire, and then had to find an online version of it. This coming from the Eagle Tribune, as republished by the Eagle Tribune from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
You found the story, Daryl. That's what it came down. Took some sleuthing.
I found the story.
You found the story.
I'm just saying where I found the story in case people are thinking, Daryl made this up. No, Daryl did not make this up. This is not The Onion. This is not World Net Daily Report. This is not the Winooski.
The Winooski's my favorite, though, Daryl.
This is not any of the fake news sites.
So not CNN.
The mother of a 16-year-old boy at Ladue Horton Watkins High School in St. Louis has sued the school district because her son did not make the soccer team.
Oh, my God. Did the coach have a good reason?
I mean, I'm thinking it just sucked that bad. Is that what it is?
The woman, named in court papers as Jane Doe, filed suit in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. She and the boy's stepfather, who is a lawyer handling the case, wanted a judge to issue a temporary restraining order against the district and put the teen on the junior varsity soccer team.
A temporary restraining order.
Can I just say that some of you parents out there listening are destroying your children's lives.
Yes. I used to actually umpire T-ball for 5- and 6-year-olds back in the day.
Oh, God.
How many of them struck out?
Well, none of them. But okay, parents are horrible, let me tell you. As umpire, I would get yelled and cursed at in front of these 5- and 6-year-old kids.
You got called all kinds of words that you can't repeat on the radio in front of 5- and 6-year-old kids.
It was unbelievable, these people.
I coached soccer for a while when my son was around that age. And at one point, I remember calling in all the parents going, can I have a little word with you guys? Keep it up, and I'm out of here.
Right, absolutely.
This is absurd. Do you look at yourselves in the mirror and think this is acceptable behavior?
Yeah, parents are a little bit insane. Yes.
The woman said her son, a junior in high school who played JV soccer for Ladue last year, tried out for the soccer team in August. He did not make the varsity team. The family, according to this article, accepts that, but they're upset that he wasn't just given a spot on the junior varsity team. The family says that they were told that juniors weren't put on JV. The district gives preference on JV to freshmen and sophomores who have more years to polish their talents. The suit says that this is age discrimination and also claims sex discrimination, saying the district historically has put female juniors on the girls' JV team.
Oh, my God.
The stepfather says, we're not saying put him on varsity. We've never said that. We're saying put him on the junior varsity team.
Oh, my God. Really, people?
I mean, is it discrimination? Well, to a certain extent, of course it is.
Right.
But, you know, for those sorts of situations, do you want a 40-year-old man playing soccer on the junior varsity team? Of course not.
Right. Or do you want, college kids playing Little League.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't make the college team, but...
Right, so I'm going to go out for Little League.
Right, so I need to play high school.
I remember, and I think the age cutoff in Alabama for eligibility to play high school athletics was 19. And
no matter how many times you were put...
Right, so most people graduate high school when they're either 17 or 18. Every now and then, somebody gets held back a year, and they might turn 19 during their senior year.
Right.
Well, if you turn 19 and you're playing, say, one of the spring sports, but you turn 19 in January, you would not be eligible for that. Is that age discrimination?
It is, absolutely.
There was a guy that graduated the year before I did. He got held back. He had a late birthday anyway. But he got held back twice, and he turned 21 years old the day before he graduated high school, and he was able to legally purchase alcohol.
I bet he was popular.
He was.
I bet.
But, you know, like, was there some kind of age discrimination because he couldn't play sports his senior year?
Of course, there is. But there are reasons for decisions like that. I mean, do you want a 21-year-old person playing football against a 16-year-old kid? Of course not, because that's how accidents can happen. You're talking about a large difference in body size and mass in a lot of cases. Now, I've seen 16-year-olds...
ability.
Well, sure, absolutely. But I've seen 16-year-olds that can put a lot of 21-year-olds to shame, so it's not in every case.
Right, right. But in this case... averages.
Absolutely. But in this case, we're talking about the state deciding what the rules are. Are we not?
We are.
This is not a bunch of parents, people who voluntarily attend this, you know, put their kids in this school, right?
Yeah, it does not seem to be a private school. It's a public school.
Kids don't have a choice. Parents don't have a choice.
Right.
You're subject to the whims of whatever the administration decides.
And let's be honest, the government is good at making arbitrary rules and ages on certain things. 18 to smoke, 21 to drink, whatever the case may be.
Right, and this, the article doesn't specify whether juniors being on the junior varsity team is a school decision or if it's a state law.
Well, it does say that some junior females have been put on junior varsity.
Right, so it sounds as though it's coach's discretion.
Right.
And in this case, basically sounds like the coach said, you're not good enough for the varsity team. We already have enough freshmen and sophomores on the JV team. We're not going to put you on there to take away from one of those players. And so the family wound up taking this to federal court. And back to the article, on Monday, U.S. District Court Judge John Ross dealt the family a blow, declining to force the school to put the boy on the JV team for the season, saying that courts have long held that participation in interscholastic athletics is not a right but a privilege. The ruling adds that the student was not suffering any legal harm, quote, much less any irreparable harm. With the season halfway over, the student might not be able to play anyway until just before the final game, according to Ross, because state rules require a minimum number of practices before a player becomes eligible to play in a game. While the underlying lawsuit remains, Ross's ruling strikes at the heart of many of the family's arguments.
Well, and let's be honest. This family is probably one of those families that wants every kid to get a trophy, and they want to remove the red pen from, you know, when you're, you know, checking out people's homework and whatnot. That sounds like what this family is wanting for this kid. And look, everybody wants their kid to enjoy themselves and excel and have fun, but... you know, my kid's never going to play football. I know that.
Right.
Some people are just not going to be able to do it.
When I played football in high school, I was on the practice squad. And that's fine. Like, there are a lot of other schools that if I would have gone to most other schools in the state of Alabama, I probably would have been, you know, first or second string. But because of the school that I went to, I was on the practice squad.
Did you at least get to dress out, or did you...
Oh, they dressed everybody on game night.
Okay, nice.
I very rarely actually got to play in any of the games.
Right.
But that's fine.
Daryl played if his team was like 40 points ahead. That's what Daryl got.
Actually, about 49.
Okay.
But still, I was on the team, and I got elected to be team captain my senior year.
Wow.
On the practice squad.
Vote for Daryl. That's the most.
That's where it all started.
There's more from this article, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on these parents here? This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And you guys like money, right?
Love money.
I like money.
Yeah. We should hang out. And Zen is money. It's part of Horizon, and over the last 8 weeks, Free Talk Live has given away over 11 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, October the 10th. The giveaway is open to all listeners of the show who have not won any of the previous Zen giveaways, and everyone who enters will be automatically entered into the grand prize drawing on November 7th, which means the more times that you enter, and you can only enter once per week, by the way, but the more weekly giveaways that you enter, the more entries you get into the grand prize drawing.
So I assume that since I'm co-hosting, I'm not eligible for that, because I'm a big supporter of Zen. As a matter of fact, I'm running two Zen secure nodes right now. I love Zen.
That's what Daryl and I are trying to get one up.
Yeah, we need to chat.
We should do
about
that.
We'll do that. To do that.
Absolutely.
You can learn more about Horizon at horizen.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, horizen.global. And remember, shoot that email with your Zen address, the transparent Zen address, via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show. We'll get back into this story out of Missouri about the family that is suing the school because little Timmy, and they actually don't give his name, the family going by Jane Doe. So, you know, let's just Timmy make Doe. Up a name. Little Timmy
Doe,
who
yeah.
did not fall down the well, by the way. He just didn't make the varsity football or the varsity soccer team. And I think it was soccer. Soccer team. And also was not put on the JV team. Parents say he should at least be on the junior varsity team. And federal government, you make the school do what we want because reasons. We'll get back into this story. But first, let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, so our state, we are expected to have a very large voter turnout.
What's that mean? More than 40%?
Well, they're gauging this because they have 47,000 voter registration cards returned. So all that many people want to register to vote. I mean, so they're updating their address. They're registering high school kids. So they have that much the registration turned back in.
How about illegal aliens? Are they registering lots of illegal aliens?
Roswell is in New Mexico.
Yeah. Well, and only a small percentage of people who are registered to vote actually vote anyway. So just because voter registrations are up, which is likely due to some sort of voter registration drive, which is generally what you see when that happens.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're going to go vote.
That's why I'm trying to figure out what sort of voter turnout are they expecting. They looking at 40%? They looking at over half of registered voters?
Well, you know what? It was announced by the county clerk, but that's one gauge, is the registration cards being turned in.
Cards aren't the same as expected voter turnout. You mentioned large expected voter turnout, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what large expected voter turnout actually is.
Well, I do not know, but you know what? It's a win for the Democrats, though. You know,
why is that?
The Democrats are kind of lazy. They expect, like, if I don't vote, there's 10 other Democrats. They're going to vote instead of me.
You sound like a Republican now, calling Democrats lazy. Come on.
Wait, isn't she a communist that sits at home without a job and lives off the government dole, and she's calling Democrats lazy?
Well, wow. Right. Democrats who have more candidates running for Congress than the Republicans this year.
Yes. But Sarah wants that stuff to continue, so she wants to have a good Democrat turnout.
But would that not be considered lazy, though, to be somebody who lives like that? I mean, just saying. I am trying to call you lazy, yes, Sarah.
There we go. There it is. Yeah, we do. The elephant in the room.
I guess I happen to be lazy, but, the Democrats always have this luxury. If I don't have to vote. If I don't,
right.
There's like eight of me. for every one Republican, there's like 8 Democrats in our state. You know, so I really don't care. So that equals to when you have a big turnout, that means that like 3/4 of them are going to be Democrats, and we're just going to, you know, win.
So New Mexico has a population of a little over 2 million people. Are you saying that the majority of those 2 million are Democrats?
Yes. This is a blue state, actually. But yeah. The thing is, sometimes it's a blue state. But like I said, there are some presidential, it turns red because they just don't care. They're like, right. I don't, you know.
Republicans are a little more fired up. They want to chip that to a red state because red's better than blue, according to Republicans. But I just want to dispel this issue that you don't work, Sarah. You've told me before that you've had to go down to, like, Social Security office or some government office and fill out tons of forms. You consider that work, correct?
Well, you know what? Actually, I had a facilitator. It was too much for me to deal with.
So you
even fill out the paperwork.
Hey, hold on. Let's not jump down her throat. Explain to us how this works. So you have a facilitator that helps you fill out the government forms to get free stuff. How does that work?
Well, that's because I have mental illness. I'm overwhelmed. Gotcha. I get freaked out with these tax forms, with the Section 8 paperwork. I still have problems doing renewal. I mean, I call on this show and I talk about red light cameras and speeding bans, but
you do.
So I never went.
Yeah, that's not work.
Well, she considers it part of her activism.
Well, Sarah, would you be willing to share with us what sort of mental disorder you have?
She shared that numerous times.
Oh, has she?
She says she has bipolar disorder, which prevents her from working. Sarah, thank you for the call. I did pull up New Mexico voter registration data, by the way. 1,250,000 voters, 45.8% are Democrat, 30.4% are Republicans, just under 1% are Libertarians, and 22% are no party, independent, or declined to state a party, with the remaining 1% being other.
So very blue, in other words. She was right about that.
Yeah.
But going back
but
to
not
bipolar,
a majority.
Going back to bipolar. Bipolar can be a very serious debilitating mental disease. It absolutely can be.
Can be, but not in every instance.
No, definitely not. Just like, you know, schizophrenia has you know, different
varying
levels,
degrees.
Varying degrees, right. Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, if hers is severe enough, I could see her not being able to work. But that begs the question, does that mean that everyone else should pay for her lifestyle to be able to call in talk shows anytime that she wants to? And then have somebody else do her paperwork for her to get her work.
She can only call us between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, so.
Yes.
So she may have to stay up. I'm just saying, don't discount the hard work that she does.
And you, too, can call in 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. Attorneys for Christine Ford on Thursday criticized the FBI over the scope of its investigation into her sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They even so much as called the review a stain on the Bureau. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley responds to that claim.
Let the FBI do what the FBI is hired to do and keep political interference out of it. And my making a call to the FBI that you ought to do something is political interference. I made no call to the FBI since this whole process started a week ago. and I'm not going to. I never had any conversation with anybody in the White House because I got confidence in the FBI.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 200 points to close the day at 26,627. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And we'll get to the phones here in just a second. You can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you like the show, then consider going over and joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the $5 or more that you contribute every month helps us do just that. Helps us advertise, market, and promote the show to more radio stations. We're currently on about 190, and we could be on even more, especially with the news this week that a longtime weekend show, Money Talk, is going away. So I spent basically the better part of morning calling a bunch of radio stations.
Yeah, that's been on forever.
And
been
that's on a for big a show. Long time, yeah. And they're going away. So you can also call the local radio station where you're at if you're not listening to us on the radio, mm-hmm. and ask them to carry Free Talk Live. If you are listening to us on the radio, you can call and thank them for carrying the show, because a lot of times program directors only hear calls from people that are arguing and complaining about why a show is on the air.
Right.
So, they like the positive feedback as well, and we like it when you join the AMP program. AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. And want to thank M. Yakubovich, who is a gold amplifier. We started back in September going through the list of amplifiers, and if we've not read your name out yet, we'll get around to it. Just might take us a little bit of time. amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thank you to M. Yakubovich. Let's go back to the phones, and then we'll jump back into this article about the parents suing a local high school because little Timmy didn't make the soccer team. We've got John calling in from Tennessee. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. John, you're on Free Talk Live. You're going to need to turn the radio down.
That's something else.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on there. Put John back on hold. We'll try him again in a few minutes. So, let's jump back into this article, again, out of St. Louis, about this family who is protecting their own identity for some reason, filed court papers. The mother, using the name John Doe, filed papers asking for district judge to issue a temporary restraining order and forcing the local high school to put little Timmy, again, his name not provided in this article, so I'm just calling him Little Timmy. They wanted Little Timmy to be put on the junior varsity team because he did not make the varsity team. Ross, that's the judge, said that the student's mother and stepfather's advocacy on behalf of their son is admirable, but said forcing the player onto the team would undermine the soccer program's legitimate philosophy of prioritizing the development of players with more years of eligibility, as well as invite future lawsuits from others involving the court in any of the district's innumerable other extracurricular activities. The judge's ruling says that even if a student's grade level was used in policy decisions, it would not be unconstitutional. Again, the parents are saying that there's age discrimination here.
And gender discrimination.
Right, because there are females on the female junior varsity team that are also juniors, and little Timmy here is a junior, and so, well, if it's good enough for the girls' soccer team, it's good enough for the boys' soccer team or something.
You know, it's extremely rare that you would find me agreeing with a government bureaucrat, a judge, a school especially. It's extremely rare. However, even in private organizations of sports, you have age discrimination.
Yes.
You have a group for the 5 and 6 year olds to play t-ball, and then you have coach pitch and so on and so on. Boys Club has been doing this for decades, and there's a reason for that, because, you know, obviously different ages, different sizes of kids, different, you know, mental acuity,
right?
And so, I mean, there's a reason for it. So as much as I hate to say it, I kind of think this judge made the right decision.
I will go with the idea that if people are not happy with their government-run organization or the rules that are being imposed upon them, and they probably have no choice but to accept whatever dictate comes out of the school district.
Right.
Then form your own leagues.
Right.
Do this, because this happens all the time. You know, you can play darts at Joe's Bar and Grill, and there's probably not a whole lot of structure behind that.
Joe's Bar and Grill is not an advertiser of Free Talk Live.
But, you know,
but everybody still gets together, and same thing could go for kids' sports or band or whatever you
want. And some of these sports, and I don't know necessarily about soccer, but in some sports there are club organizations that are separate from the school. There's also the AAU, which is the Amateur Athletic Union. Now, I'm guessing if little Timmy didn't make the varsity team, little Timmy also would not make the AAU team, because those are, you know, like the extra talent level above, to where a lot of times, specifically with basketball, you'll have the AAU players that don't play high school basketball, and they travel around the country, and they wind up getting recruited to better schools than if they would have played high school basketball.
Right.
Yeah, my issue just is it's parents trying to use force to force a change that they want.
Right. Right. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and that's...
And they're trying to use the force of government to do it with.
Of course, but you know, if I have an agenda, it's for people to look at issues like this and say, is there an easier way to do this? Is there a better way? Is there going to be a more successful way to do this without threatening people or without taking school district to court because your kid didn't make the team.
You mentioned starting your own league. When I was mentioned earlier, I used to umpire T-ball. The reason we had T-ball in our small town was because the boys' club did not have it, so my mother started the Youth Athletic Association.
Perfect.
Which was a 5- and 6-year-old group for soccer, T-ball, track, and a basketball.
Right.
She started that because there was nothing for 5- and 6-year-olds in our small community, and yeah. She ran that for 13 years, completely voluntary.
Right.
And it succeeded. It was extremely, you know, well done. And then the boys' club, a decade later, started doing 5- and 6-year-olds. So she, you know, her mission was complete at that point.
Continuing the article here, the judge also said that he found no evidence of gender-based discrimination in the way the school's soccer program was run, citing testimony from Dave Ehrenberg, the head soccer coach. Reach after the ruling.
Well, I will say this. So if they are doing it for females, if they're putting female juniors on the junior varsity team and they're not doing that for males, that to me is an issue. That's where you've drawn the line, because now you have, you know, I thought we were all supposed to be equal. Equal women's rights, right? Supposedly. So if you're doing it for women, I think that would be considered gender discrimination.
Again, it's not a policy. It's coach's discretion.
Well, okay. I'll give you that. So, yeah, they're basically trying to force the coach. Yes, I see where you're going.
Reach after the ruling, Eddie Ernst, a Clayton lawyer who is working for the boys' family, said the underlying lawsuit would continue but take a back seat while the family tries to get the board to change its policies. The stepfather is meeting with the school board, and they are also waiting for the outcome of a federal civil rights investigation, which could take 6 months.
A federal civil rights investigation? Are you kidding me right now?
Ernst said the judge's denial of the temporary restraining order means the players, or rather the player, won't be on the team this year. But Ernst said, quote, hopefully we can get the district to change its policy to help him make the team next year. In her court filing, the boy's mother asked the judge for permission to identify her son as the pseudonym John Doe. All right, so they're calling him Little Johnny because, quote, in challenging the actions of a popular coach, she feared her son would be subjected to bullying and harassment if people knew his real name.
Well, I would certainly make fun of him if I were in that school.
I'm sorry, but if you're concerned over the stupid lawsuit you brought up,
right,
was the kid's going to get picked on, then maybe you've done everything wrong.
Yes. Absolutely.
Everything wrong.
I'm guessing there's probably not too many juniors at this high school that tried out for the soccer team that didn't make the team.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Right. If you've been in school, public school, you know everybody knows.
Everybody knows who Little Johnny Doe is. There's more from this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
Did you forget your name for a second?
No, I'm just not used to being introduced on the radio.
Right.
I'll get there.
Okay. You do your own introduction.
Look, I had like a 0.5 millisecond pause there. Give me a break.
In the middle of your name, which was kind of
I see
Roger. Yes. Like you forgot who you were.
He wasn't sure whether to give his name or his...
My liberty name.
I was going to say your government witness name.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Protection name.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you have a witness protection business, but if you do, and you're helping libertarians protect their self, then you can list it on liberty.menu. I know that you have other things listed on liberty.menu, as do you, Chris, and as do I, Daryl.
I have several things listed there.
And liberty.menu is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. So jumping back into the article here about the family in St. Louis, the Does, as they are being referred to in court filings and also in this article, Jane Doe, the mother of someone who is being identified in court papers as John Doe, who John Doe, by the way, did not make the varsity or junior varsity soccer team, and Jane Doe decided to sue the school, and she wants to protect little Johnny, fearing actions by a popular coach, and also that little Johnny might be subject to bullying and harassment if people knew who he was. The article here says the St. Louis Dispatch is not naming the stepfather, who is the lawyer handling the case, because that might identify the teen. Now, I do have a Pacer account, but I've not had the chance to try pulling up Jane Doe v. Ledoux Horton Watkins High School in St. Louis to try to find out the name of the lawyer slash stepfather here, because I do think that it's important, if we're giving people's names, to identify people, right?
Well, I mean, it's public information. It's part of the public record. But I don't think that Free Talk Live should be doxing little Johnny here. I mean,
not saying dox. I'm just saying if we can pull up the public record of this case, I have no problem with giving out the name of a lawyer.
Of course not.
I'm not saying give out the address, the telephone numbers, any of that. Just I want the name of the lawyer.
But we don't want poor Johnny to get ridiculed in high school, do we?
Oh, no, Daryl.
Little
come
Johnny's
on.
Probably already getting ridiculed.
If he can't make the junior varsity team, he's probably getting ridiculed. Yeah.
The boy, according to the article, did not make any of the teams as a freshman, and the stepfather said that the family didn't complain then, quote, "We told him to man up and up his game. He had to develop his game." The family hired a private coach for the boy. He joined a club team in St. Louis, and he improved. He was one of the leading scorers on junior varsity last year as a sophomore. The stepfather said he's going to file court papers under seal naming other players who made varsity, quote, "with way worse statistics than the boy who was cut." The coach told the boy's stepfather in an email filed with the court that there were 40 students trying out for 24 spots on the varsity team.
But it's not all about stats. I mean, let's say the kid is just not a good team player. I mean, soccer is a sport that requires you to be a team player because you've got to be able to pass the ball. You've got to work as a team. Maybe he doesn't do that. He may be a rock star on the field and can score goals left and right, but if he's not playing as a team, he has no business being on one.
Right. The coach praised John Doe's maturity and said the boy was, quote, "right on the bubble," and had some impressive soccer attributes, such as his attacking mentality and straight-line speed. However, the coach went on to say that he had a few holes in his game, including technical ability, and that other kids had better skill and soccer IQ.
And that's extremely important in a team sport, so there you go.
The stepfather said the coach's decision has left the boy humiliated, saying, quote, "everyone is under the impression that he's a poor player and we're a bunch of crybabies. But no, he had a successful soccer season last year, and from the statistics, it appears he should have made varsity."
Oh, my God, this is the worst of I just have this image of screaming parents at Little League games. Right. Just, I mean, for God's sake, let your kid have a normal life.
Well, let's be honest. If your kid doesn't learn how to fail, your kid is never going to make it out there. Because that is how you... I learned more from all of the failures I've had in my life than I ever learned from succeeding. I mean, when I was playing trumpet in a high school band, for example, I didn't learn when I made first chair. I learned when I had to struggle to get first chair.
Right.
That was the struggle.
Exactly, Roger. That's the point.
The stepfather lawyer says the suit is about the school refusing to follow the law with respect to age discrimination. The family first appealed the coach's ruling to district administrators who sided with the coach. They then appealed to the superintendent, who sided with the coach. The family filed a complaint in the U.S. or with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, but the office could not force the school to put the boy on the team, so the family went to federal court.
Federal court. That's unbelievable.
That's where things end up.
Well, it's because it's the school system, I assume, and that's why it's probably in federal court.
Well, no. I mean, when anything having to do with discrimination or anything like that, civil rights, then there's a gazillion federal laws that you can say, okay, well, this court didn't rule for us, so we're going to file and say it's a civil rights issue, and this happens left and right. And here in New Hampshire, we've got, this is a fairly recent case, but a local restaurant, you know, they got bought out, and the new owners decided that they'd like to have, you know, some skimpier uniforms on people. And you have a couple elderly ladies who had worked there for years and didn't feel comfortable with that, so 7-8 years after all this happens, they're filing suit against, you know, the owners for age discrimination. That stuff doesn't happen in Superior Court. here in New Hampshire,
right.
It immediately becomes a federal case.
Well, I know some young girls who would not be comfortable wearing that kind of clothing, so right. It's not really age discrimination in that situation, in my opinion. It's body discrimination. I don't know.
There's all sorts of things, and I'm not advocating one side or the other. I'm just saying that
right.
When these types of things come up, if there's ever any angle that spins it, it's going to likely end up in federal court.
Sure.
Right. Which you should ask yourself, is that the right way to do it in a small community? Or could the community decide?
Again, the real question is this age discrimination to say that he has to be, it doesn't matter that he's a junior and the junior varsity is mainly for freshmen and sophomores. Again, coaches' discretion on who to actually put, but generally they're going to wind up putting the players that need to develop a little bit more. Is it age discrimination to not put him on the JV?
Is it? Yes, absolutely. But does that mean that it's wrong? Absolutely not.
I mean, coach's discretion. It's not a law. It's not a policy.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to date a 10-year-old child, for example. That's age discrimination. Absolutely it is. But that doesn't mean that it's not wrong.
Right.
You know, just because you're discriminating on someone doesn't mean that it's incorrect. Every time, when you and I went to eat Curry Indian tonight, we discriminated against every single restaurant in New Hampshire because we picked one restaurant.
Yes.
That doesn't mean it's wrong.
Now, there was a half marathon that I ran this past Sunday. They had two other events, three. They had the full marathon, and then they had something called the Kids DeMar, to where to participate, the school-age children under a certain age, I don't know what the cutoff is, had to run a certain number of miles over the summer, and then they lined up like 1.2 miles from the finish line, and then they ran the final 1.2 miles. Roger, I hate to tell you, but you, unless your kids were in the Kids DeMar, you would not be able to run in the Kids DeMar.
Well, let's be clear. I would not be able to run 1.2 miles anyway, so let's be clear about that.
Some of the kids also didn't run the full 1.2 miles. They do allow walking. But
were they being chased by police officers? Then they could run.
Right. But you would not be able to participate unless your kids were involved. Would that be age discrimination?
Yes.
You are also too young to participate in the super senior event that was the same sort of thing, but for the elderly.
Go ahead, Daryl. Tell them I'm old enough to do that one. Go ahead.
I think you are.
Oh, really?
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.